Hi, this is Annika.
And Samuel.
From the Blackberry Seventh-day Adventist School. This is our phenology report for Tuesday, November 5. Much has changed around our school in the last several weeks. Our deciduous trees average out to be 99 and 44 one-hundredths bare, with only a few stray leaves hanging on. Our last blooming wildflowers were dandelion, aster, hoary alyssum, tansy, red clover, and hare's foot clover on October 25. After last week's colder weather, these are now all gone.
What seems to be our last painted turtle of the season was spotted by Oscar on October 20 while he kayaked in Trout Lake. At home recently, Nevaeh found an abandoned birding in piles of leaves, and inside it looked kind of like scrambled eggs. Nathan and I found dried dead frogs in our playroom when we cleaned it last week. Nathan also swatted his last mosquito on October 27.
We've noticed a number of eagles recently, both in the sky and sitting in ditches. We've also noticed crows, woodpeckers, geese, and chickadees. And last Wednesday at school, several of us noticed a blue jay hopping outside the library window. Sunday, we set up a bird feeder outside the window and hope to keep track of more birds. Olaf and Oscar noticed several frozen swampy areas on October 29 near their yard. On the 2nd, they even tried skating in one of them. Jeremiah brought a tamarack branch from his house. We were able to look up close at the beautiful yellow needles that were on it.
Nevaeh, Arabella, and Aubrey have seen a red fox several times. They have named it Friday. Aubrey also saw a wolf on Saturday. It was running through the woods on her property. Round Lake and Clearwater Lake on County Road 71 were at least 75% covered with thin ice on the morning of November 4th. Last week, we noticed that workers on the township park mowed the weeds inside the hockey rink. This, along with cold weather, gives us hope for earlier than average hockey ice on the rink.
That's it for this week. Blackberry School, over and out.